This is a very special Shabbos that we're celebrating here at Oiv Tzedek. Shabbos celebrating many, many graduates. Whether it's graduating from pre-K, kindergarten, all the way up to college and grad school. Here I am on this very wonderful Shabbos. I believe that based on my own experience, upon thinking of graduation and what it was like for me, I feel that it has a tremendous connection to this week's Parsha. We find the beginning of Shlach that Moshe sends out a group of people, distinguished individuals, the story of the Meraglim, to go to Eretz Canaan and to spy out the land and to come back with results of what the land was like. As we're familiar, 10 of them came back. 10 of the 12 with a bad report. Don't go into Eretz Canaan. It's not a very good place. There are people that die there. There's so many cemeteries. In fact, there are giants in fortified cities. It's not a good idea for us to go to such a place. What's most fascinating is that when we read about these people, the Torah says, on one hand, Vanoshim asher olu imo, these people, they said such negative things, ki lo yunuchel lalos elam, having such a lack of faith that somehow Hashem will not cause us to be successful in this land, in the land of Israel. Yet we find the Torah says that Moshe did not pick simple people. V'yishlach osa Moshe kulam anoshim. All these people, as Rashi says, are anoshim lashon chashivus. Very prominent, special people were handpicked by Moshe Rabbeinu to make sure that they would have the faith and be able to come back with a proper report. How is it possible that these leaders could possibly say that we cannot go into the land of Canaan, that we will not be successful? The same people that were in the land of Mitzrayim, that witnessed the Eser Makot, the 10 plagues, how miraculous it was that they left this powerhouse in Mitzrayim and saw with their own eyes Kriyas Yamsu. How is it possible that they can say that we will not be able to function in the land of Israel? What were they thinking? Clearly, it was a mistake. And since they made this mistake, and the Jewish people listened to them, we were to be punished. And the Torah tells us something very strange about this punishment. Hashem, who constantly shows rachamim, compassion, and love for the Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, you know what their punishment was? And I'll tell you why the punishment was this long. B'mismar hayomim, asher tartem es haaretz, the amount of days that they spied on the land, arboyim yom, which were 40 days, yom hashana, yom hashana. Every single day that they spied in that land will be the amount of years that they will be spending wandering in the Midbar for a period of arboyim shana, for 40 years. Now, we constantly hear that Hashem makes sure that the punishment fits the crime. That Hashem does things mida kenegen mida, measure for measure. How is this possible that Hashem is going to punish us every day a year of wandering in the desert? Make it 40 days. It's not fair. Why would Hashem do such a thing? I said over Shavuos that potentially the worst day of a person's life could be retirement. And today, I'd like to share with you what I experienced and I considered to be the scariest day of my life. High school graduation. I graduated from Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, Maryland. And up until that point in time, there was no problem. 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th and 12th, it didn't make much of a difference. However, it was my high school graduation when Rabbi Tendler handed me my high school diploma that I realized what that meant. You see, at a point in my life, I was at a major crossroads. As a child, I saw my father as a pharmacist, and he owned a business, the medicine shop, for many years, and it was always in the back of our minds that I would become a pharmacist, and I would take over the family business. But then I went to high school, I was in Neri Yisrael, and I wasn't sure at that moment, the moment that I received my diploma, if that's something which I really wanted to do. Being at this crossroads, at that moment, I wasn't sure. Should I go to college? Should I go to yeshiva? Should I go to yeshiva in Israel? Should I go to work? What am I supposed to do at this point in my life? And that's a very difficult question for a 17-year-old kid who's a little bit mature, that they realize that every day from the moment that you have your high school diploma, at that point forward, every day makes a huge difference. Before that, you're in your comfort zone. After 9th grade, you're in 10th grade. No matter where you are, if it's in a public school, in a private school, in a yeshiva, you still are in 10th grade. But once you graduate high school, you leave your comfort zone to uncharted territory. And to me, that was very frightful, very scary. And I believe the reason for that is also the fear of the unknown. The fear of the unknown often keeps many people grounded. They remain content with what they have, and they often don't take any risks in their lives. They become what some call institutionalized. It reminds me of one of my favorite movies, The Shawshank Redemption, in which a person who was in this jail for many, many years, the majority of his life, finally was allowed to leave. And he couldn't handle it on the outside, ultimately taking his own life. And as his friends were talking about it, devastated in the jail, one man by the name of Red said, "You can't help it. After all, he's been institutionalized." And he explained, and he said, "You know, these walls are funny. First you can't stand them, then you get used to them, you end up depending on them." And what he was saying was that after a person has all their food prepared for them, and they know exactly a specific routine that someone else tells you what to do, it's very hard to wake up the next day and take risks and take challenges. You become institutionalized. I believed that the chet, the mistake of the meraglim in the midbar, is the exact same thing. With all their comfort, the manna that fell from the Shemayim, which they ate without any effort, the well of Miriam, which overflowed with water, the clouds of glory protecting them from the hot sun of the desert, their clothes, their shoes never worn out. It was easy for them. Unfortunately, they too were institutionalized. We often forget that the Meraglim themselves experienced slavery. A slave makes no decisions. They are just like that prisoner locked up. They cannot think for themselves. And how difficult it would be for someone who has the slave mentality to be able to just wake up one day and become completely independent. With this said, we can maybe understand their thought process when they entered into Eretz Canaan. They looked at Israel and they said, look, we'd have to fight a war. We would have to divide the land. We'd have to work and toil with this land in order to be able to eat. We can't work. We're no longer capable of becoming independent because we are completely institutionalized. So the Meraglim felt, upon looking not just at themselves, but also the Bnei Israel, that it would be best if they should stay where they were, to remain content in the Midbar in the desert, with Hashem's presence, Hashem's help, Hashem's assistance, due to the fear of the unknown and their inability to become ever independent. We know this is human nature. It's not just them. Sometimes ourselves, we decide sometimes to stick to what we know, even if it's not necessarily what's best for us, because we at least realize and know, you know, I know what to expect tomorrow. I'm scared to make a choice, a chance, because what happens if I fall flat on my face? I don't know if I can handle such a thing. It would be too difficult. So if that's the case, what was their mistake? After all, it was inbred within them to become completely dependent on everything that Hashem gave them. And I believe the answer for ourselves and also to our graduates is to teach us that in life, life is about taking risks. Of course, that doesn't mean to be foolish. One needs to make calculated risks. Life is not about staying the same, remaining in one spot. Life is about growth. It's about progress and moving forward. So Hashem does not want us to stay in the desert forever. That was only a temporary thing to get from point A, from Egypt, eventually, ultimately, only a little while later, to Eretz Israel. And then once we go to Israel, we would be able to be independent and we'd be able to grow as an individual and as a community, as a nation. But the people in the Midbar didn't want that. They couldn't handle it. They wanted to stay in the Midbar, in the desert, with Hashem's hand taking care of them. They couldn't move on. They still had the slavery mentality of Mitzrayim, which carried forward in with them while they were in the desert, with everything being taken care of them, so that they would not have to worry and work themselves. They became institutionalized. Therefore, if we look at the punishment that Hashem gave, it wasn't a cruel punishment. It was the greatest bracha, the nicest, most compassionate gift that Hashem could have ever given these people. Hashem, by putting those people in the land of Israel after only 40 days, Yom Liyom, they could not function. And that's not what they were able to do. Hashem looked at them and realized the only way they can live, because they've become institutionalized, is living the rest of their days in the Midbar, a generation in the desert, with me taking care of them, so that they themselves would be able to continue to live and to function based on their own slave mentality. But it was only that generation. The next generation moved on. They moved forward to Eretz Canaan because they themselves didn't live and expend many of their years, if any at all, in Mitzrayim. They were able to then realize that life was not about being handed things. Life was not about remaining one spot. It's about growth. It's about becoming independent. And this, I believe, is a very important message. A message to us all, and especially to our graduates. The ceremony at graduation, interestingly enough, is called a commencement ceremony. To commence means to begin. Because when you finish one thing, you can't just stay in one place. But rather, it should prepare you to be able to move on and to be able to start anew. My bracha to the graduates is that as you have been successful in this task, may you go mechayil lechayil, from strength to strength, always moving in a forward direction to the highest of heights.